You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Panama Papers were leaked 5 years ago, and it showed the flaws in New Zealand's tax incentive. Overseas companies were using our incentives to avoid paying taxes. I took this opportunity today to speak with Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister David Clark about how his new proposed Business Transparency Bill seeks to tackle this issue and improve transparency around large company structures. New Zealand has been highlighted as a tax haven through the Panama Papers and the Pandora Papers. What has made it so easy under the current framework for individuals avoiding tax payments to create a shell company in New Zealand?
Well, currently the situation in New Zealand is that we have a situation where beneficial ownership of companies is not always clear. It's not a requirement that that's declared. And this has been true overseas, but gradually overseas countries, and particularly following the Panama Papers and the Pandora Papers, have sought to make sure that their own legislation requires people to declare the beneficial ownership of particular companies. And that means that people then know exactly who they're dealing with when they're doing business. And of course, New Zealanders deserve to know who they're dealing with when they're doing business, just like everyone else does.
To now go on to the new bill, company directors can apply to have a service address displayed on the company's office under the proposed bill. How would the company's office work out the issue that the service address being provided is a legitimate business operation rather than being a shell?
So what is going to happen is there's going to be a unique identifier for every beneficial owner and director, and shareholders can opt into that as well if it makes it easier for them to track all their interests. And that will mean with a unique identifier, we no longer require a home address to be displayed. A home address has been a proxy, if you like, for trying to track down who's who, but not necessarily a particularly effective one. This, with the new legislation, each individual who's a director or a beneficial owner will have a unique identifier, likely a number probably. That will mean you can track their interests through all the different companies they might participate in. And that means that they're much easier to track both the criminal investigations if required, but it also means they're freed up to no longer have to list a home address. They can have an address for service because we know who they are now. And that will actually have an advantage in that some directors, you know, I'm aware of examples where people have faced harassment potentially because of their domestic situations or things quite unrelated to their business. They might have had a stalker or something really unpleasant happen to them in their life previously. And so having the case that no longer is required to have a home address actually provides a level of safety, but the authorities who need to know can track them down if need be.
As you mentioned, every company director will have a unique identification number. How was that suggestion met during consultation of the bill?
Broadly, I think actually really positively. New Zealanders as a whole very much support the direction of travel here. You know, we know that it's actually likely to be quite a small problem, but still it's one that makes New Zealanders really uncomfortable. The idea that people would be using New Zealand companies to perpetrate criminal activity, to hide money for money laundering purposes, to practice tax evasion, to finance terrorism, or even to build illegal Phoenix companies. Those kinds of practices are out there ripping people off, causing harm globally. And so I think New Zealanders, in the feedback we've received, are very much in support of the change that we're putting forward. And what we will do now is make sure that the actual legislation lines up to make it easy for people to implement.
I imagine this won't just affect bigger companies. How would this legislative change affect those who might be more freelance in their work?
You know, for example, sole traders and the like are not captured. This captures people who are part of the company's register and limited partnerships in there as well. In companies registered with the company's register, there's nearly 700,000 of them. That's the biggest share. There's only 3,000 limited partnerships that have been created. But those entities are governed by very strict rules laid down in legislation. So if you register your company in that way, you are subject to some very strict legal tests about the way you organise your company. But the privilege you get is that you can set up a limited liability structure. And what we don't want is people setting up a limited liability structure to do mischief. There are legitimate business reasons for setting up a limited liability company. We want those to continue, but we don't want people using these particular structures for mischief. But for those who are just simply sole traders and in other kind of more informal structures, they're not captured by this.
Despite the Panama Papers highlighting New Zealand's role as a tax haven back in 2016, why has it taken so long to get a bill out such as this?
This was consulted on in 2018. There have been a few rounds of consultation on it. It's fair to say the particular portfolio that I've been in for just over a year, I picked this up from others. You know, we've got the triple CFA legislation on banking lending. We've got the supermarket study going on and a number of other areas that are being progressed. So it's a very busy portfolio area. This has been quietly worked away at in the background. It has been interrupted a bit by COVID, it's fair to say, as many things have. But it's a piece of work that's now mature and ready to start down the journey of implementation. So that's why we're making the announcement today.
What's the timeline of this bill looking like from introduction to hopefully its implementation?
The bill will get introduced in late 2022, all going according to plan. We'll put out a consultation exposure draft of the bill so that people can see the absolute particulars and feedback towards the middle of this year. Then late in the year, we'll have the bill in the Parliament. And, you know, I would hope things going well, it will be passed before the election.
That was Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister David Clark speaking to me about how his new proposed tax and business transparency bill works and how it would affect companies moving forward.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.